Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L. Her address is 1199 Diablo, D-I-A-B-L-O, Avenue, apartment 126, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530897. 0538, ID XXXX0327, date of birth 4/22/1943, a 79-year-old retired widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare / Guardian Life. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Chico. It is addressed to 1-FNP-BC, Florence Health Chico, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928-7945, 530-332-8877, 530-441-6994, parenthesis fax, and parenthesis the clinical indication, history of possible neurodegenerative disorder, suspected Lewy body disease, subparagraph recent history of the development of psychosis, hallucinosis with yelling verbalizations, subparagraph comorbid medical problems, depressive disorder, this is vertically hypothyroidism, history of protein calorie malnutrition, vitamin D deficiency, dyslipidemia, iron deficiency anemia, thrombophilia, hypertension, non-rheumatic mitral regurgitation, atrial fibrillation, chronic, congestive heart failure, lung fibrosis, GERD, hiatal hernia, breast calcification, history of contact dermatitis, actinic keratosis, arthritis, painful knee, muscle weakness, osteopenia, chronic malaise and fatigue, cognitive decline, dysphoria, occult blood in the stools, clavicular fracture, 2021, traumatic hematoma, 2021, subdural hematoma, 2022, dash recurrent falls, history of mechanical heart valve replacement, long-term anticoagulation, history of cardiomyopathy, suspected dementia, 7/26/2022. Dear Ryan Donlin and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Pamela Haskell for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Pamela was seen today accompanied by her caregiver. New paragraph, despite her history of hospitalizations with psychosis, her evaluation by Dr. Locke Reddy apparently identified a possible adverse reaction to Abilify following dosage adjustment, an increased dosage adjustment that was associated with the development of her psychosis, hallucinosis, and acting out behaviors. New paragraph, since that time, she has become ambulatory and does no longer require a wheelchair. New paragraph, reducing her Abilify dosage by elimination of the medicine has resulted in resolution of her delusions and hallucinosis and acting out behaviors. New paragraph, careful review of her medical regimen would identify that she's on a number of medications that potentially could be associated with altered mental status and psychosis, including interactions with her antidepressant regimen, including venlafaxine and bupropion taken together with amiodarone and the Abilify medication at higher doses, which can induce increased medication levels as a consequence of drug interaction, most likely precipitating this incident. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I'm performing the following. New paragraph. Today, she is alert, she is oriented, pleasant, cogent, demonstrating a sense of humor and insight. Certainly not anything suspicious for unexpected cognitive decline. New paragraph. In consideration of her presentation, I am doing the following. New paragraph. We will obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study. New paragraph. She will fill out the quality of life questionnaires from the NIH for further determination of any incapacity. New paragraph. Laboratory testing has been provided today to test her thyroid functions for toxicity, dementia-related risk factors, nutritional analysis for insufficiencies, mineral and heavy metal screens, and screening for autoimmune disease. New paragraph. She certainly appears to be improving and on the mend with the recent adjustment of her regimen eliminating the Abilify. But on the other hand, she reports that when initiated, the Abilify was therapeutically helpful for her at lower doses. New paragraph. Considering her long history of psychiatric illness, for which she was under the care of psychiatry providers for 5 years before moving to Chico, I am referring her for psychiatric evaluation and further management of her psychotropic regimen. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations with the results of her testing. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.